This is the reading for July 31st. Proverbs 20. Wine and beer make people loud and uncontrolled. It is not wise to get drunk on them. An angry king is like a roaring lion. Making him angry may cost you your life. Foolish people are always fighting, but avoiding quarrels will bring you honor. Lazy farmers don't plow when they should. They expect a harvest, but there is none. People's thoughts can be like a deep well, but someone with understanding can find the wisdom there. Many people claim to be loyal, but it is hard to find a trustworthy person. The good people who live honest lives will be a blessing to their children. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he knows evil when he sees it. No one can say, "I am innocent. I have never done anything wrong." The Lord hates both these things, dishonest weights and dishonest measures. Even children are known by their behavior. Their actions show if they are innocent and good. The Lord has made both these things easy to hear and eyes to see. If you love to sleep, you will be poor. If you stay awake, you will have plenty of food. Buyers say, "This is bad, it's no good." Then they go away and brag about what they bought. There is gold and plenty of rubies, but only a few people speak with knowledge. Take the coat of someone who promises to pay a stranger's debts and keep it until he pays what the stranger owes. Stolen food may taste sweet at first, but later it will feel like a mouthful of gravel. Get advice if you want your plans to work. If you go to war, get the advice of others. Gossips can't keep secrets, so avoid people who talk too much. Those who curse their father or mother will be like a light going out in darkness. Wealth inherited quickly in the beginning will do you no good in the end. Don't say, "I'll pay you back for the wrong you did." Wait for the Lord, and He will make things right. The Lord hates dishonest weights, and dishonest scales do not please Him. The Lord decides what a person will do. No one understands what his life is all about. It's dangerous to promise something to God too quickly. After you've thought about it, it may be too late. A wise king sorts out the evil people, and he punishes them as they deserve. The Lord looks deep inside people and searches through their thoughts. Loyalty and truth keep a king in power. He continues to rule if he is loyal. Young men glory in their strength, and old men are honored for their gray hair. Hard punishment will get rid of evil, and whippings can change an evil heart. Nehemiah chapter 7. After the wall had been rebuilt, and I had set the doors in place, the gatekeepers, singers, and Levites were chosen. I put my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah, the commander of the palace, in charge of Jerusalem. Hananiah was honest and feared God more than most people. I said to them, "The gates of Jerusalem should not be opened till the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut and bolt the doors. Appoint people who live in Jerusalem as guards, and put some at guard posts and some near their own houses." The city was large and roomy, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been rebuilt. Then my God caused me to gather the important men, the leaders, and the common people, so I could register them by families. I found the family history of those who had returned first. This is what I found written there. These are the people of the area who returned from captivity, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken away. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each going back to his own town. These people returned with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Belshan, Mispareth, Bigvai, Nehum, and Bena. These are the people from Israel, the descendants of Parash, 2,172, the descendants of Shephatiah, 372, the descendants of Arah, 652, the descendants of Pahath Moab, through the family of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the descendants of Elam, 1,254, the descendants of Zattu, 845, the descendants of Zakai, 760, the descendants of Binui, 648, the descendants of Bibai, 628, the descendants of Azgad, 2,322. The descendants of Adonikam, 667. The descendants of Bigvai, 2,067. The descendants of Adin, 655. The descendants of Atur through Hezekiah, 98. The descendants of Hashum, 328. The descendants of Bezai, 324. The descendants of Harif, 112. The descendants of Gibeon, 95. These are the people from the towns of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Beth Asmaveth, 42. Of Kiriath Jearim, Kephira and Beroth, 743. Of Ramah and Geba, 621. Of Michmash, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 123. Of the other Nebo, 52. Of the other Elam, 1,254. Of Harim, 320. Of Jericho, 345. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Of Sinai, 3,930. These are the priests, the descendants of Jediah through the family of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pasher, 1,247. The descendants of Harim, 1,017. These are the Levites, the descendants of Jeshua through Kadmiel through the family of Hodaviah, 74. These are the singers, the descendants of Asaph, 148. These are the gatekeepers, the descendants of Shalem, Atur, Tamon, Akub, Hatitah, and Shobai, 138. These are the temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, Hasuphah, Tabaoth, Keras, Sia, Padan, Lebanah, Hagabah, Shalmai, Hanan, Gedal, Gahar, Reiah, Razin, Nakoda, Gazam, Uzzah, Pasiah, Besai, Meunim, Nefusim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhar, Basleth, Mahida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Timah, Naziah, and Hatipha. These are the descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, Sophereth, Perida, Jalad, Darkon, Gedal, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hazabaim, and Ammon. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon totaled 392 people. Some people came to Jerusalem from the towns of Telmelah, Telharsha, Kerub, Adon, and Emer, but they could not prove that their ancestors came from Israel. Here are their names and their number, the descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nakoda, 642. And these priests could not prove that their ancestors came from Israel, the descendants of Hobiah, Akaz, and Barzillai. He had married a daughter of Barzillai from Gilead and was called by her family name. These people searched for their family records, but they could not find them, so they could not be priests because they were thought to be unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the holy food until a priest settled this matter by using the Urim and Thummim. The total number of those who returned was 42,360. This is not counting their 7,337 male and female servants and the 245 male and female singers with them. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Some of the family leaders gave to the work. The governor gave to the treasury about 19 pounds of gold, 50 bowls, and 530 pieces of clothing for the priests. Some of the family leaders gave about 375 pounds of gold and about 2,660 pounds of silver to the treasury for the work. The total of what the other people gave was about 375 pounds of gold, about 2,250 pounds of silver, and 67 pieces of clothing for the priests. So these people all settled in their own towns, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all the other people of Israel. By the seventh month, the Israelites were settled in their own towns. Nehemiah chapter 8. All the people of Israel gathered together in the square by the water gate. They asked Ezra, the teacher, to bring out the book of the teachings of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought out the teachings for the crowd. Men, women, and all who could listen and understand had gathered. At the square by the water gate, Ezra read the teachings out loud from early morning until noon to the men, women, and everyone who could listen and understand. All the people listened carefully to the book of the teachings. Ezra the teacher stood on a high wooden platform that had been built just for this time. On his right were Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah. And on his left were Padiah, Pishael, Malchijah, Hashum, Hashbadani, Zechariah, and Meshullam. Ezra opened the book in full view of everyone because he was above them. As he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people held up their hands and said, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. These Levites explained the teachings to the people as they stood there. Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Peleiah. They read from the book of the teachings of God and explained what it meant so the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher, and the Levites who were teaching said to all the people, "This is a holy day to the Lord your God. Don't be sad or cry." All the people had been crying as they listened to the words of the teachings. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy good food and sweet drinks. Send some to people who have none, because today is a holy day to the Lord. Don't be sad, because the joy of the Lord will make you strong." The Levites helped calm the people, saying, "Be quiet, because this is a holy day. Don't be sad." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send some of their food to others, and to celebrate with great joy. They finally understood what they had been taught. On the second day of the month, the leaders of all the families, the priests and the Levites, met with Ezra the teacher. They gathered to study the words of the teachings. This is what they found written in the teachings. The Lord commanded through Moses that the people of Israel were to live in shelters during the feast of the seventh month. The people were supposed to preach this message and spread it through all their towns and in Jerusalem. "Go out into the mountains and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees, myrtle trees, palms, and shade trees. Make shelters with them, as it is written." So the people went out and got tree branches. They built shelters on their roofs, in their courtyards, in the courtyards of the temple, in the square by the water gate, and in the square next to the gate of Ephraim. The whole group that had come back from captivity built shelters and lived in them. Israelites had not done this since the day of Joshua, son of Nun, and they were very happy. Ezra read to them every day from the book of the teachings, from the first day to the last. The people of Israel celebrated the feast for 7 days, and then on the eighth day, the people gathered as the law said.
Chapter 4.
Now then, brothers and sisters, because of the Lord Jesus, we ask and encourage you to excel in living a God-pleasing life, even more than you already do. Do this the way we taught you. You know what orders we gave you through the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you keep away from sexual sin as a mark of your devotion to Him. Each of you should know that finding a husband or wife for yourself is to be done in a holy and honorable way, not in the passionate, lustful way of people who don't know God. No one should take advantage of or exploit other believers that way. The Lord is the one who punishes people for all these things. We've already told you and warned you about this. God didn't call us to be sexually immoral, but to be holy. Therefore, whoever rejects this order is not rejecting human authority, but God, who gives you His Holy Spirit. You don't need anyone to write to you about the way Christians should love each other. God has taught you to love each other. In fact, you are showing love to all the Christians throughout the province of Macedonia. We encourage you as believers to excel in love even more. Also, make it your goal to live quietly, do your work, and earn your own living as we ordered you. Then your way of life will win respect from those outside the church, and you won't have to depend on anyone else for what you need. Brothers and sisters, we don't want you to be ignorant about those who have died. We don't want you to grieve like other people who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and came back to life. We also believe that through Jesus, God will bring back those who have died. They will come back with Jesus. We are telling you what the Lord taught. We who are still alive when the Lord comes will not go out into His kingdom ahead of those who have already died. The Lord will come from heaven with a command, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trumpet call of God. First, the dead who believed in Christ will come back to life. Then, together with them, we who are still alive will be taken in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. In this way, we will always be with the Lord. So, then comfort each other with these words.